Our next set of papers then is 12B, and this is Thomas with proposed amendment to IFRS 11.
Yeah, exposure draft acquisition of an interest in a joint operation. Included three proposals. The first one was to amend IFRS 11 and IFRS 1, so that a joint operator accounting for the acquisition of an interest in a joint operation in which the activity of the joint operation constitutes a business applies the relevant principles on business combination accounting and IFRS 3 and other standards and discloses the relevant information required by those standards for business combinations. The second proposal was on the scope, that the proposed amendment applies to the acquisition of an interest in a joint operation on its formation. However, it should not apply if no existing business is contributed to the joint operation on its formation. And the first proposal was on transition requirements, that it should apply prospectively for acquisitions of interest in such joint operations on or after the effective date. The feedback from the comment letters on the exposure draft and the from the interpretations committee on the comment letter analysis can be summarized as follows. The vast majority of respondents to the exposure draft and the majority of the interpretations committee members agreed with the IC's conclusion in the exposure draft that the application of the relevant principles on business combinations accounting and IFRS 3 and other standards is the most appropriate approach in accounting for the acquisition of an interest in a joint operation in which the activity constitutes the business. Only few respondents to the exposure draft considered this proposal inappropriate. However, these respondents provided a lot of arguments against the application of the relevant principles on business combinations accounting. Furthermore, the Interpretations Committee agreed with the majority of respondents to the exposure draft that there would be uncertainty about the application of specific parts of the guidance on business combinations accounting because of the limited application guidance in the proposed amendment. And this uncertainty might result in diversity in practice on one or the other of these specific issues. This concern led the respondents to the exposure draft, however, to very different conclusions on how to proceed with the proposed amendment. Something that the proposed amendment should not be finalized without this additional guidance, while others still agree with the proposal or do not express a specific view on this issue of finalizing the proposed amendment. So they more or less give only issues they say we would like more application guidance on. Consequently, the discussion of the Interpretations Committee and the comment letter analysis very much focused on the staff recommendation to finalize the proposed amendment and to analyze the need for additional guidance in the subsequent project. In this discussion, the majority of the Interpretations Committee members supported the recommendation to finalize the proposed amendment and to analyze the need for additional guidance in the subsequent project, mainly because applying the relevant principles of business combinations accounting in IFRS 3 and other standards is conceptually the right answer. Consequently, finalizing the amendment is a significant step into the right direction. Second, the amendment will significantly reduce diversity in practice on a timely basis, and it's in the nature of a limited scope project that it cannot solve and address all the issues related to specific topics. Most of the Interpretations Committee members who disagreed with the proposal to finalize the amendment did not do so because they viewed applying the relevant principles on business combinations accounting as being inappropriate in accounting for the transactions addressed. Instead, they think that further research and analysis should be done to, on the issue to develop more comprehensive and detailed guidance. Having considered the results of the discussion of the Interpretations Committee, we agree with the majority of them and continue to recommend finalizing the proposed amendment and then analyzing the need for additional guidance in a subsequent project. We continue to think that applying the relevant principles on business combinations accounting are the most appropriate approach and to account for such transaction, and the amendment is therefore a significant improvement. The comment letter analysis on the exposure draft confirms the observations that we have made in developing the exposure draft and that caused us to propose the amendment. We agree that further work could be done to analyze some of the additional issues raised in the comment letters, but we do not agree that further work is required to assess whether the principles in IFRS 3 on business combinations accounting and other standards are in general the most appropriate approach in accounting for these transactions. We think this analysis has already been done. Instead, the purpose of the work would be to explain the application of the principles of a business combination accounting in specific scenarios. In other words, the purpose of this work would be to see whether further application guidance is needed, and if further application guidance is needed, to develop that application guidance. Furthermore, we, the staff, have already started a project to analyze all the issues related to the application of IFRS 3 that have been raised with the Interpretations Committee, and to see whether they require guidance from the ISB or the Interpretations Committee. We expect that the Interpretations Committee will have its first discussion on this project at its November meeting next month. So we expect that several of the issues that were raised in the comment letters on the exposure draft as needing additional guidance, at least, will be analyzed as part of this project. Finally, we recommend finalizing the amendments with the following three clarifications identified from the comment letter analysis. The first one is that the acquisition of an interest in a joint operation includes both acquisition of the initial interest in the joint operation and the acquisition of an additional interest in a joint operation. Second, that the clarification that the relevant principles on business combinations accounting and IFRS 3 and other standards are all the principles on business combinations accounting in these standards unless they conflict with the principles in IFRS 11. And third, the clarification when exactly the amendment applies on the formation of a joint operation. Yeah, consequently, we want to ask the following question to the ISB. Does the ISB agree to finalize the proposed amendment with the changes proposed by the draft? Mary?
Thomas, I had a question on paper 12BA, paragraph 60, which is the clarification about the additional interest. And my question is, you note in the paper that the finalizing the interpretation was approved by a majority of the interpretation committee, but one of the members of the majority did not support applying the guidance to additional acquisitions. My question is whether you would still have had a majority without that person, because if we've gone ahead and added in the "and includes additional acquisitions," I just want to make sure we still have a majority of the Interpretation Committee supporting this. I just am not sure of what the back and forth was, the Interpretation Committee.
The Interpretations Committee did not take a decision on that issue because that decision was not just to give a recommendation to the board, but to summarize the results from the discussion. Mm-hmm. So the discussion at the Interpretations Committee was that during the discussion, one of the committee members raised or addressed this proposal that was already in the paper for the Interpretation Committee and made that comment. But then none of the other committee members addressed that issue at all. So the discussion focused on should we finalize or should we do more work and all that. So.
Okay, I'm asking the questions because, again, going back to my theme of do we see fatal flaws in the Interpretation Committee's recommendation, I just wanted to make sure that this extension to the additional acquisition was part of the package that had a majority recommendation for finalizing. Because, again, I could see the pros and cons in here of going ahead with this, and just wanted to make sure we were playing within the boundaries of what the Interpretation Committee recommended.
I think the discussion on that issue was always whenever you have an acquisition of an interest in a joint operation, unless you have the specific case in the scope exception. Mm-hmm. So it was not distinguishing between the initial interest and the acquisition of an additional interest, but Then we became aware, as part of the comment letter analysis, that some people read it that way, although the amendment never
made the distinction.
And the proposed amendment never made the distinction. And so it was more or less a simple clarification.
It was a thin majority or a clear majority in favor of this proposal. Isn't that your question?
In favor of the proposal with the addition, the additional explicit. I guess Thomas's message is it was there from the beginning, just implicitly.
I'm not sure whether the question was asked to that particular interpretation committee member, would you no longer support going ahead on the basis of including this versus...
I don't want to get too formal. I just want to make sure it wasn't something that had come up in the subsequent drafting that we may not have validated.
It was certainly okay. in the paper that went...
Yes, okay. Yes, fine. Not in there.
Do we agree with the staff recommendation? Another communist victory.